Welcome to Alive Experience, the online teaching ministry of Pastor Pascal Ngwe. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal teaches the Word of God with accuracy and power, always leaving his audience empowered, challenged, and ready for change. As you listen, get ready to be blessed by the Holy Spirit. Now, let's join the message already in progress.
Mediocrity. Poor preparation. Poor delivery. Poor planning. Everything is lastminute.com. Lastminute.com. How will you become a mega church? How will you even handle 100 people? You are struggling with 25. You can't control them. You can't train them. You can't direct them properly. Why do you want much fruit? From where? The mind must stretch. Hey! There are certain things that you should not accept anymore in the bride. You say, no, I don't want this here. You don't know black people, eh? Black people will impose their mediocrity in your excellence until their mediocrity becomes the standard. No, you don't know us. I think you don't know us very well. That's why we are behaving the way we are behaving. You are thinking that we are just doing it for now. No, that's how we are. We will make it a standard. Just now, and we will inoculate it. That's how it works here. We are operating like that here. You don't understand black people. I've been living with black people since I was born. I'm a black person myself. And I understand black people. They have no sense of excellence naturally. If I don't hammer that wrong spelling, you'll be surprised. Even if President Ramaphosa is coming to church that day, that wrong spelling will be there in a big screen. And they will be flowing. Even President Ramaphosa is just, yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. No, we are flowing. We are like that. We don't have a problem with it. No, and then we don't know it's our people. No, that's the tone. It's our people. No, just relax. It's our people. I hate that statement. It's our people. It's our people. That's why we are the way we are. It's our people. It's our people. We accept bushness in the name of it's our people. It's our people. You don't know what's going on. You are... I think if I come to some of our services, I'll have heart attack because I'll just be sitting there. I will not know what's happening. You will not even know when it's time for you to go on stage. You will not know, like, you will be... you will just be saying, hey, it's time. I didn't know. I don't know what's going on. And I just think to myself, me, I'm a spiritual person already. How much more of a newcomer? You can clearly see you are not thinking about newcomers. You are thinking only about believers. But you are trying to reach newcomers. You don't have them in mind when you plan your things. Are you feeling stretched? All things must work together. Some of you focus a lot on prayer. A lot on the word. A lot on the graphics. Like you take one and you put all your focus there. But that's not how you achieve success. Success is, this one must work. This one must work. I refuse mediocrity here. I will blast this here. Like you should not be so soft. Your softness is the problem. That your softness is the reason why the thing is not working. You are too soft. You are too soft. You are too soft. If I'm soft, ABC will not move. We can't move. I'm leading black people. And I'm proud of it. Let me tell you something. I have no intention. Look, I have accepted myself a long time ago. I understand my challenge. I will blast it. With everything within me, I will give it my best. My best shot. And you will see, few years from now, this ministry will become one of the reference ministries, at least in this area. At least in this area. We will continue working.
You go to Pretoria, you apply. Just be there, be working. That's why I don't even want you guys to start a Facebook page. I don't want people to know you. Don't let people know you yet. Just coolly. 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 We are taking down all the boards. We are removing our pictures. That only Jesus will be there. He's the one who saved the world. It's not us. It's not us. Do you understand? Yeah. I didn't save the world. Leave me alone. No. The Holy Ghost told Apostle Joshua Selman, do you see that cross there? Are you the one on that cross? He said, no. I said, okay, relax. You're not the one on the cross. Why you want to take yourself on the cross? Are you sure you can handle that cross? So I want peace. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 9. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence. That's the first one. Add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, love. For if these things, you see, it's not one thing. It's not one thing. If these things are yours and abound, like if you are full of these things, look at what will happen. You will be neither barren nor unfruitful. So it means the more these things are missing, like if we have to start removing, you remove this. As we are removing them, that's how barrenness is replacing. And that's how fruitlessness, and you know, that's the simple equation. You will not be barren or unfruitful. But if these things are in you and they abound. Not if two of these things. If these things. You see those things. You see how many there are? There are nine. So some people are working on brotherly love, but they are not diligent. Or they are diligent and they are not on what? Perseverant. They easily give up. And that becomes the reason why you're not having much fruit there. You see how many things must be working together? Uh-huh. I'm just showing you, I'm on point one. To bear much fruit, you must do many things at the same time. Therefore, a mega church pastor is a circus ball juggler. Have you seen a circus ball juggler? This guy that has three balls and he juggles them at the same time. Then he add another one. He's not adding five. Then he add another one. Six. He's not saying, okay, the three of you stay up there. Let me juggle these two first and then you come. A mega church pastor is a juggler of many. He juggles prayer, visitation, counseling, service, teaching, training, preparation. He juggles administration. He juggles finances. Hey, you have to know how to do different things at the same time. Not that, I will think about prayer in 3 years' time. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. It can't work. You must be a juggler of many things. You will juggle in 2022. You will juggle. Imagine yourself juggling. Yeah. A mega church pastor is also like these jailers. You know these jailers that have a stack of keys. Hey! Is this big? As the only thing you hear is the name, chalk, 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 chalk. That's the only noise we hear. Chalk. 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 There is no door he meets that he cannot open. Mm. I will give you the keys. Not the key. The keys. What is the kingdom of heaven? It's ministry. You need keys. Many keys. Because as you make steps, you will encounter different doors. And if you were now, you only have two keys. The two keys have already opened the door. Now you are stuck here. So that becomes the end. But one of these is a jailer. He has the keys of every cell. He can free every prisoner. Hallelujah. Yeah. He can free every single prisoner. He has everybody here in the pocket. Chakak. Chakak. I see you when you are moving. Hey, there's a spiritual chakak. 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 You don't hear your step. We hear the keys. And in the realm of the spirit, we don't hear your steps. We hear the keys. Only the keys. We don't need to hear you. If you have, I mean, you can scream all you want. If you don't have the key, you are stuck. But you can be as quiet as a snake. If you have the key, you enter. Chagak. Chagak. Make a church pastor! Hey! Has the key of counseling. When some cases come, I just check, I pull the key of counseling and I open. You understand? Other time I have the key of prayer. When I come, I check, okay, which door? Okay, so I check there. Chagak. And the door. I have the key of administration. I don't lose facts. I know what's going on. I have the key of training. I know how to help people rise. When God gives me people, I just check that, okay, this now I need to use the key of training. Then I mega church pastor, juggler, and a key jailer. Cannot have only one thing. All you do is, maybe you are just only doing prayer. Or you are only doing what are you even training? Have you ever asked yourself the question, what am I even training? You need to think about it deeply. What are you training? Not that I'm against your training, but just think deeply. Because you are just training because it's training day. What is the key today? What is the key today? What is the key in this season? When you are a mega church pastor, you have many keys in your pocket. Yeah. You have the key of encouragement. You know how to encourage your people when you feel they are getting discouraged. Because sometimes that's the key they need. You don't come and start hitting them harder. You come and charge them. You give them encouragement. Hey, they leave there, they are charged. And then you put the key back. Another day they come. They are expecting encouragement. You take the key of rebuking. You chagak them with the key of rebuke. Sit down. God bless you. Do you understand why you must have many things? It helps you. It helps you. It's like you have a toolbox. Multi-functional toolbox. Yeah. And these guys that go for safaris, like they go on a safari like for years. Like, they abandon everything. They get this... these safari tracks. Hey! They do Cairo to... from Cape to Cairo. Imagine in the car. You must have a lot of things inside. Because that can be your last trip in this world. Just now. You must have serious things inside there for your survival. Yeah. And that's how a mega church pastor is. When you are like that, you're not going to lose people easily because you have a lot of keys. Yeah. Some of them, all they need is the key of love. You just listen to them and you love them. Some, the key of listening. You don't talk much, you just listen. And they are blessed. They even love the church more. I don't know why I love this church. But the reason why they love the church is because you listen.
You just listen nice, and then you just pray, oh, no, God is going to help you. No, everything is fine. Everything is going to be fine. No, my sister, I see God. And you must have the key of prophecy. Yeah. And then I see God lifting you. I see God elevating you. I see God blessing you. Hey, some people like that. You saw God. Like today, the moment Pastor Pumi say, Pastor Pascal is going to pray for you, and those people saw me on stage, I saw everybody is coming. Hey! No, people like such things. So they say, "Sha! Hey! It's power." And sometimes people want to feel power. You can't be a lamb every day. Don't matter, you must be lion. I feel power in this place this morning. God is moving. God is moving. Power. Hey, 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 hey. People like it. Not every day. Okay, let's open our Bible in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 17. What did I say? Hey. Now, there are some people there, they will not give you your vote next week. Next week, they will take their vote fast. In fact, sometimes as you are still talking, they take their vote. They leave. You must become many things. Oh, yeah. Become a person of the oil. Training people is different from teaching people. I'm learning how to train. I didn't have that. But if you're going to have pastors, you have to learn to train pastors. If you're going to have cell leaders, you have to master the art of training. And you cannot master the art of if you don't listen to a person training other people. Which is why I keep telling you, go on the Makane. Because that's where you learn how to train people. Don't be surprised that there's nobody being raised where you are. Because you don't know how to train. You just know how to teach. It's different. You have to learn the art of training people. Of challenging people to rise to a higher dimension. And there's an anointing for it. You can't just wake up and start training people. Makane is where you are training yourself and is where you are learning the art of training others. When you listen to my father and the ministry talk, you will learn, okay, this is how you do it. You are getting trained. I mean, none of us here went to Bible school. We are all from that family. And we are not supposed to do ministry. Mega church. From where? We need to take ourselves to school. Get the mindset that those guys have. And thank God they have made their products available to all of us. What a blessing it is. All you have to do is to plug in. All you have to do is to encourage your people to plug in. And to make sure that you are on it yourself. The reason why most of you are not growing is because I can say that your shepherds are not into the things that I say. Most of the time. That's why we're having a problem. That's just a fact. Yeah. We will change. Amen. By God's grace, we will change. I am very confident of that one. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless us. Amen. Number two, bear much fruit by deeply understanding the prophetic word. Understand it deeply, which is where I even started. Habakkuk 2:2. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation. Make it plain. Making it plain, you have to bring it to the degree where people understand. Make it plain. Even a baby must understand what you are trying to say. When I say bear much fruit, everybody has an idea what the thing bearing much fruit means. It has to be made plain if we will run with it this year. See, when it's plain, so that a herald may run with it. A herald can only run with it if it is plain. If it is not plain, everybody will run with it their own way. Understanding the prophetic word deeply for maximization of results. And can I tell you something? Just this point is going to make a difference between the shepherds here. Just, you see that point there? It usually is that point that makes the difference.
Yeah.
You produce,
as I'm going to show you now, look, let's come to Matthew 13, verse 23. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and does what? Understands it. Look at what happened. This is the one who produces a crop. And now look at, even though they all understood, look at, see, they don't all produce the same level of crop. Check. Yielding 100, 60, 30 times what was sown. Based on the understanding. Your results are the product of your understanding. Your results. Some will produce 100%. It depends on how they understood. If they understood perfectly, they get 100%. If they understood little there, they get 60%. And some will get 30%. It's not because they are short or tall. No, the level of understanding of the prophetic word, the level of understanding of the seed that was sown, the level of capturing that seed, that's where the difference always comes from. Always. And it will always come from there. How they understand it. Practical ways to understand this prophetic word. Connect constantly with Pastor Pascal. I mean, with all due respect, I'm the one God spoke about this thing. You already want to run. Okay, run. Let's see. What I've only thought now, you didn't know. But you're planning to run. I mean, if I didn't organize this meeting, I'm sure you would be watching TV by now, just enjoying life. And people will ask, what's happening? No. We are bearing much fruit this year. This year. Yeah. Come rain, come sunshine. Rabba shabba, rabba, 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 rabba. No, we are bearing fruit this year. Powerful. You see? But I've already given you keys that you didn't have. The importance of staying closely connected. God is not the God of disorder. When God gives a vision, he gives it to a man. God doesn't give a vision to a group. Read your Bible. God has never given a vision to a group. God gives his things to one man, and people must rally around that man to enjoy what the person has received. And if you are here, you don't want to rally. I'm sorry. Find a church where you can rally and flow with the vision. I'm very sorry. Because here, this is what is running this year. It's not that I don't know what is happening elsewhere. For us, this is, in fact, I don't even know it. To be honest, I'm not focusing on it. I am just on what God gave me. That has always been my key. I focus on what God gives me. Yeah. Acts 8:30-31. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard a man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked him. How can I? He said, unless someone explains it to me. The prophetic word is given to a person, and that person can explain it to you. If you are interested. But that does not stop you from reading. I mean, the guy was reading, yet he couldn't understand nothing. I mean, many of you here can be running with the prophetic word, and yet you understand nothing. You don't know what they're talking about. Yeah. So be wise. Stay connected. Stay connected. These things I'm teaching you are things that it took me years to learn. If you can understand them earlier, do you understand? And you start practicing, you will rise like this. You just start rising like this. Our problem is that there's pride in us. Do you understand? We have pride. We think we know. We think we know. You know, it takes time before you realize you don't know as much as you thought you did. It even takes time just for that one. Just for you to realize, look, I don't know much. You'll be surprised. You'll be sitting here, you think you know. It's amazing. This morning I started praying a new prayer. Holy Ghost, make me humble. That's all. Yeah. Make me humble. Because I've realized
every time he teaches me something, my God. Just a second earlier, I didn't know this thing. And I thought I know. Holy Ghost, just make me humble. I realize if I'm humble, hey, you will give me a lot of things. You help me a lot if I'm humble. I realize my problem is I think I know. That's why sometimes you are quiet. You don't tell me. But whenever you tell me one, I say, wow, wow. I didn't know that. Wow. These notes, it's not like I saw somewhere. No, he gives me. He will be giving me step by step. Tell them this. Show them this. This also will make you bear fruit. I mean, you will be surprised. Yeah. If you are humble. If you are humble. Of spirit. Many things will be given to you. If you are humble. If you are teachable. Yeah. There's a lot of pride in us. A lot of pride. And we are proud with nothing. There's nothing of it. You are proud. It's amazing. That's how I know pride is a spirit. Yeah. Like you have nothing to show, but you are proud. So I've also started binding the spirit of pride. Like that, last night, I was binding it. Yeah. I bind the spirit of pride and I pray for humility. Yeah. You see? How can you practically know and go deeply into the prophetic word? Study different Bible verses of the foundational scripture. I've given you a few there, but you can take time and go to different ones. Look at what NIV says. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Look at the New Living Translation. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I mean, just those two versions have already explained the prophetic word. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. So he's telling you, some people are not really his true disciples. And he says, this brings great glory to my Father. When, look at the contemporary English version. When you become fruitful disciples of mine, my Father will be honored. Look at God's Word translation. You give glory to my Father when you produce a lot of fruit. And therefore, show that you are my disciples. International Standard Version. This is how my Father is glorified. When you produce a lot of fruit. And so prove to be my disciple. So a disciple is a proof. You have to prove it. You have to prove it. Yes. The proof is in the fruit. You shall know them by their fruit. Just those two versions, you are beginning to grasp a bit of what he's saying. You see, that's how you get to know something. Check different versions. When you are reading your Bible, always have, that's why we have this app that are there now. You see, you have different versions. When you take a verse, get it first in the King James, or at least New King James. But I prefer the King James because you need to know the root translation. From there, take the other version. Just by checking other versions, you will understand what they are saying. Easily. From this verse, we can see that you do not accept what you have accomplished as final. From this verse, the verse we just read, God is not saying you are done. I don't know why you are relaxing. Number two, do not confuse your tiredness or fatigue as a sign that you are done. I'm telling you my revelation. Like I'm just having a bit of interaction with John 15:8, and I'm telling you what God is telling me. So I just made it as blunt to me as I'm giving you what he told me, like just there, like that. Do not confuse your tiredness as a sign that you are done.
I know you are feeling tired and fatigued. You are feeling, no. I mean, it's been years. Break forth. Bear much fruit. Multiplication. This and this. Go preach. Total victory. Go preaching. Again, bearing much fruit. Why? I'm tired. You are tired, but being tired is different from I'm done. I just want you to understand, you are tired, but you are not done. Yeah. Are you listening? Kaya, are you okay? You are tired, I understand, but you are not done. We are not paying you for being tired. We are paying you for being done. You see? I don't know somebody heaven will pay. Oh, no, he was too tired. Let's pay. Let's pay for the tiredness. Even at work, nobody will pay you for being tired. People pay you for being done. Except you are telling me what you've done is all you came to do on earth. Sandy, are you done? It's finished. It is finished. You can say, I am finished, but you shouldn't say it is finished. It's not the same thing. Jesus said, it is finished. Not, I am finished. It is finished. Like, what I came to do, I'm done. I'm done. Are you done? Are you done? Some of us, you are sitting, you don't even have one disciple. You can't point one person. You've been at ABC for almost 5 years now. You cannot point one person and see, this is my fruit. You'll be surprised. And in all these years, you've had so many people. You've lost all of them. You see now. God is giving us a vision so we can redeem ourselves. We can recover things. We can bring order to our lives. Much fruit can still come from you this year if you cooperate with God. Like, much fruit can still come. A lot can come from you this year. Vuyo, when you used to have three cells, three. You remember those days? Yeah. Before you became the big Vuyo, I see you on Facebook. You are now standing like this. When you were lean with just a small neck and you were just moving like this, three cells came out of it. You are just moving. No, you don't know much. You are just trying to do the will of God. Three cells came out of you today. Not even one disciple. When God is saying, let's bear much fruit, God is trying to revive something in us. God is trying to revive things that have been dying in us. Things that have died inside of us. God is saying, can we get back to work? Can we get back to work, please? Can we get back to work? Eh? You remember yourself. Today, we are in Robeja. But guess who was in Robeja before? Wena. This boy, stand up. This guy right here. Even this guy, you don't know this guy. This, you know him. This guy used to bring people here in the bus. Today he's sitting coolly in Patsima, taking pictures of girls. I'm joking, my son. I know you are not. I know you are seeing them, but you are not taking the pictures. I know you are seeing them, but you are not taking the pictures. He's just seeing. He's eye shopping. So God is giving you a vision to redeem yourself. He's saying, my son, you've bore some fruit, but can we bear much fruit this year? Let's go for something more. Let's bear much fruit. No, much. It must. You shouldn't say, no, I pushed a bit last year, pastor. This year is my studies. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Some of you were already planning to put God in the cage this year. You're already planning that, God, look, I tried. I mean, if you check my records, you will see that I've pushed this thing. At this stage, I want to give a chance to others. And for you. Pastor, let's give others a chance. You know? Let's give others a chance. I will never give anybody a chance. No rock will sing in my place. I will fulfill my calling and I will say like Jesus, it is finished. Yes. It is finished. Yes. That's why I have attacked January with force. Yeah, no, I'm not joking. I'm on it with strength already. I'm not waiting. No, I mean, we just had this and this. There's no waiting. I'm inoculating you already in the vision. We are on it. Let's revive ourselves. Let's trust God for a revival in the work. The way you used to serve God. Where is it? The lockdowns have destroyed you. Can't you see that what you need this year is not bearing fruit, but it is bearing much fruit? It's the best way you can respond to what the devil is trying to do to us. It's the best way. It's the best response to these lockdowns, to these waves. The best response is not fruit, it's much fruit. Much. Much fruit. We can't sit there, 2 years, no church service, no nothing. We're losing people. And we are coming again in this year, and we are just looking. Yeah, now let's see. I don't see. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see. No. I want to do. Yeah. And we've done everybody here. Let me tell you something. I know you. Washi, everybody here. If I take all of you, Fikile here, you know yourself. Everybody here, you know where God took you from. I think there are many people here in the church because of you. Yeah. But Satan is just going to come and say, no. Give others a chance. It's the term. Let's others. What have you done? How far have you gone? What have you achieved? No. Look, how far have we gone? That now, let's just be Muruti. Namuruti. Let's just. The best response that I feel in my spirit. That's why God gave us this word. Let me tell you something. As people want to just joke, we are not here to joke. Satan has gained serious ground these past 2 years. If you can't see, let me tell you, sir. Satan has gained ground on churches. He has closed down many churches. Many pastors have backslidden. These past 2 years, you are seeing, many people have lost their vision. Many. And if you're going to come and you just want to joke, you might as well just leave it. No, you can't joke. And God has given us buildings in a year of famine. We cannot now. What is our response to Him? What is our response to all this big investment God is giving us? All these ideas God has given us? All these wonderful things God is doing for us? What is our response? Please take your seat. A true shepherd of Jesus Christ has zero tolerance for failure. It's zero tolerance. You cannot tolerate it. And I want to inoculate you in this mindset. Have zero tolerance. Zero. Zero. I know it will take a while for us to understand this because we are trained to accept mediocrity and poor results. We learn to live with it. And we don't want to offend anybody. But the problem is it destroys us. It destroys everybody. It destroys everybody. We tolerate mediocrity. We tolerate laziness. We tolerate poor results. We find a way to explain it. What I've learned
Nations that accept mediocrity become servants of those that have embraced excellence. Every country is like that. Anybody that has accepted mediocrity, just get ready to serve. That's all you. You will only be needed when you have to dig holes, carry things. That's all. They don't need you for anything. They don't need you for ideas. Nobody will need you. When you accept mediocrity at your level, you will not matter. You accept mediocrity in your studies. You accept mediocrity in your relationship. Anything you are doing, you are just accepting mediocrity. Mediocrity in your relationship with God. You're accepting mediocrity in your result. I mean, before I even come to check what you are doing, you must look at it yourself and ask yourself, is this the best I can do? Before I even start having a meeting with you. Look at your result. Look at your services. Look at the quality of your service. You know when we were all here. Look at what you are doing and check and ask yourself, is this the best I can do? Is this what, like everything I have learned, is it descending to this? Why can't I do much more? Zero tolerance for failure. Yeah. One of my fathers in the Lord Bishop, he sacks pastors when they get poor results. He sacks them. Yeah. You are there, nothing. It's just a waste. Yeah. Failure in ministry, poor performance, stagnated results do not glorify God. Let's agree on that. Amen. They do not. Poor performance. As you are accepting it there, every time they say, let's do this, you say, yes, you come, you did nothing. Just know that it does not glorify God. And you are not scoring good points with God. You are not. Because Jesus lives with God. And Jesus is telling you that my Father is glorified when you bear much fruit. So Jesus is the most relevant person to tell you how God operates. Jesus is the most relevant person to tell you what God likes. And Jesus is telling you that his Father is not glorified. When you are not bearing, like his Father is glorified when you bear much fruit. He lives with the Father. He sees it. He sees how the Father responds. And he's telling us, much fruit does not glorify God. I mean, less fruit. God is expecting much fruit from ABC and yourself in 2022. If we thought we were already there, then we were deceived. Let's just admit that we're deceived. Three buildings is good, but it's a deception if you are thinking that's all we can do. No. I don't even want to look at it. And I'm so happy that I'm not at the cathedral. And I think God did it purposely. Because he knew if he places me there, I would think I have arrived. So he removed me from there straight. I'm back in the community. And I love it. It's so nice. Guys, are we not enjoying ourselves in Robeka? Oh. It's nice. There's life. The power of God is there. I'm telling you. It's nice. Yeah. My wife is back there. We do praise and worship. Today she was doing Sunday school. I mean, we are back in the work. Proper. Yeah. As people want to resign, we are getting more work. I said, today my wife is doing Sunday school. She started Sunday school today. Back to work. And I didn't tell her. She decided herself. Yeah. And my son with other ones were busy with the Sunday school also during the dance time. Back to business. And I'm hoping that my Rebecca team, you guys will catch the spirit. You will catch the spirit. Yeah. That's what we're here for. I wish I could just relax. I can't. Work must be done. Amen. And I'm begging you here, don't relax. That your relaxation must stop. You are too young to relax. I'm begging you. You are too young to sleep too much. When are you sowing the seed of prayer? When are you sowing the seed of helping another person? Because you say, today you are helping me. Tomorrow people will be helping you. I
I'm not always going to be around. Oh, no, none of us will. But when it's your time, I pray you would have sown enough seeds that you don't look on the left, there's nobody. You don't look on the right, there's nobody. There must be people. My desire for you, listen to me, Samuel opened a flask of oil and poured it on the head of Saul and said to him, and he kissed him, and he said to him, is it not because the Lord has anointed you captain, not over money, not over buildings, over his inheritance. People are God's inheritance. The real anointing of God is for you to be captain over people. As far as I am concerned, you are not anointed if I don't see God's inheritance under you. You are not anointed. Okay, let me show you the verse. Do you know that verse? I gave it to you during the cave of Adullam. It's there. First Samuel something. Is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be a commander over his inheritance, not over money? When God truly anoints a person, it's not for money, it's for his people. So real anointing, listen to me, real anointing is revealed in the people under you. And they were captains of tens, captains of hundreds, captains of 500s, captains of thousands. If God has anointed you and I don't see 10 people under you, you are not anointed. You are not anointed because, listen, a captain, it starts with 10. Captains of 10. Captains of hundreds. You don't even have 10 people and you are saying you are anointed. From where? You should rather be praying, Lord, anoint me. Is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? People are God's inheritance. And when God truly anoints a man, he makes him a captain over 10, over 20, over 50. You are a captain over how many? I'm asking you. You are a captain over how many? As you are already relaxing, you are captain over how many? How many can you call and they come? Real anointing is over the inheritance. Yeah, that's real anointing. The rest is an anointing but not effective. You see, the real anointing of God will put you in charge of people. Follow me, I will make you fishers of men. That real anointing has got to do with you dealing with people. That's real power. Real power. And I'm telling you, if you cannot show me 10 people under you yet, the anointing is not strong on your life yet. Pray for more anointing. Pray for higher anointing. Let me tell you, your pastor is praying for higher. I can sense there are things I don't have. Like, the more humble you become, the easier you can see. And you will realize, no, I think I thought I'm anointed, but I don't think I'm proper. I don't think I'm anointed yet. I mean, anointing, I must be a captain over God's inheritance. And I look around me, I don't see any inheritance of God. I don't see it. Did you understand?
Yes,
sir. Yeah. That's why becoming a cell leader is very important. Because you are positioning yourself to be a captain over God's inheritance. And growing that cell, multiplying it, and seeing how God, you see, and this is how God works. As you are faithful with little, he increases it. He increases it. He increases it. A lot of us say, the reason why you don't see increase, you are not faithful with little. You don't take it seriously. You don't give it your best shot. You take it lightly. So God can say, you don't value my inheritance, you see. You value more the world than my inheritance. You value more the things of the world than my things. You look like Esau. A man who did not value the birthright. And later he realized it was the most important thing. If you are here and you are thinking Pastor Pascal wants to use you, please, you should leave. You should leave now. Because what I'm trying to do is give you your place in the
all of the anointed ones. Those that are anointed. Yeah. Our next meeting, this type of place should be too small. I mean, when you come with your 10 and everybody comes, I mean, this is too small for us. Very small. I mean, we shouldn't even be meeting here. To do what? This should be Sun City place. They just come here and do their things here. This should be Sun City people. Just start, like, if you guys work hard, they should be your leaders. When you are meeting your leaders, and it's still small. It's still small. Even if this is, I mean, it's still small. So when you say you have arrived, I don't know what you're talking about. You can't even have leaders like this. But you have arrived. You don't pray again. Hey. You don't read any book. You are a shepherd. You are a shepherdess. I can't see one person under you that is doing well. And you have arrived. You see, it's deception. It's big deception. Praise God. Amen. C. Bear much fruit by setting clear and attainable goals. Bear much fruit is vague. Can you put a number to it, please? My yo, bearing much fruit. Okay. What kind of fruit? How many? Can we have a goal? Clear goal. Look at Proverbs 16, verse 9. The mind of a person plans his way. But the Lord directs. God is not against your planning. No. In fact, he wants you to plan. After you plan, I think that's the scripture that changed your life. I taught this years ago at a camp meeting. Yeah, 2010. I went to a youth camp with them and I taught this scripture there. And I think among all of them, he's the only one who caught it. I don't know. But you see, God revealed to me through Dr. Miles Monroe, blessed memory, that, you see, God doesn't want you to figure out how it's going to work. That's not your job. All he wants you to do is to plan. Just say, I want this by this time. I want this by this time. Don't think about how it's going to happen. Don't do that. You will be discouraged just now. Just take a pen and a paper. Use your mind and plan. After you plan, you show to him, okay, this is the plan. By this time I want this. By this time it should be like this. By this time it should be like this. By this time it should be like this. This is the plan. This is how far my mind can go. And please stretch your mind. God gave you the gift of imagination. Stretch your mind as far as you can. Don't just sit on it and say, like a very poor, lazy type of planning. It's for sheikhs. You know sheikhs? This the mukuku planning for hours. But sorry, if you have it on a mukuku, I'm not against you. I'm just saying that it's a very low level of planning. You are not planning for rooms. You are not planning for kitchen. Like, there's nothing much than pa, 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 window here, door here, finish. Mukuku planning. Have you been in a hotel before? You see, you are all up there like this. Do you know that there's underground with pipes? Oh, I mean, I asked myself, who did this? And if you go in the scale of hotels, that hotel you are looking at is the lowest. That thing that is impressing you is one of the lowest. They don't even talk about it. Yet the mind that worked it is so high. You and I have the mind of Christ. Plan with a strong mind. After you are done planning, he says, bring now. Present it to me. And then he does, the Lord will now start directing. your steps so that that plan gets fulfilled. You will not know how it will be fulfilled. That's not your job. Your job is to just do the planning. Are you listening to me? Didn't you do it? Okay, and then his life is just flowing nicely. I didn't know this. It was revealed to me through Dr. Miles Monroe of Blessed Memory. When I heard him say it, I said, hey, I've been sitting here. I started writing. And God directs your steps. When I wrote my life plan, I didn't know I was going to be a pastor. Do you understand? I remember what I wrote. I wrote, I want to live a life of significance. That is what one of the titles is. I want to live a life of significance. And I started saying, okay, this. Because the book of Dr. Miles Monroe called The Purpose and Power of Vision, or the Principle and Power of Vision, if I'm not, that book, that's the book that got me into the planning. Every chapter, you have to write certain things. It's a lot of work. Yeah, but that's how my life started taking. You know, let me tell you, too, if you look at my life is different. I wasn't like this. No. Totally. I wasn't like this. And I want you to know that it's not just the result of prayer. Yes, prayer is there, but there are other things there. A lot of things. You're here to learn to write. This is what I want. This is how I want it. I wrote the names of my three children. Yes. Now, the only thing is that the names I wrote are not the names God ended up giving them. But there are three in that list. Two were supposed to be born. One was supposed to be adopted. God gave me three. In that plan, I'm planning to have a university where I'll be teaching people and training them. Is there? I took it to university level. Is there? I think I did it until I'm 75 or something. I stretched myself. You are sitting there. You see, you are sitting there. You want to be the result of waves. If the waves go this way, I'll go this way. If the wave goes this way, I'll go this way. No, you can never be the result of waves under my ministry. You will be taught how to do things properly. Yeah. You see, plan brings direction. Otherwise, every wave is going to move you like this. You are just dependent on this. No, direct things. God gave you that right. The mind of a man plans. Ask your neighbor, where is your plan? The mind of a person plans his way. Plan it. God wants you to plan it. You understand why she? Yeah. Yes, so and so, I must have my first car. Yes, so and so, I must have my driver's license. Yes, so and so, I must get married. Yes, so and so, I must start the branch there. Yes, so that you must have everything there. God says, don't worry about how I'm going to do it. That's not your part. Your part is to plan. Just write it down. Have it in a paper somewhere. Then I learned that writing things down is proof you believe them. Anything you haven't written down, you don't believe. That's why it's not written down. You don't believe it. You'll be surprised how scary it is to write some of these things down. Because you see, you think you can just write. No. To write, it's now demanding you. You see? So just writing is a level of faith. It's a high level of faith. Dr. Margaret said, I don't care what you believe. If you don't write it down, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. I wrote down the qualities of the woman I wanted to. Those even got me in trouble later.
Because I will write. I had diaries. Every dream I want to conquer, I take. You have to write. Clear. She must be like this. She must look like this. She must behave like this. I wrote down. You see, because you are not writing down, you keep getting wrong stuff. And that must help you. You know, I learned this the other day. A guest came to me. He was in a need of a box of merch. In need of what? A box of merch. And I had nobody to send at housekeeping, so I rushed there myself. I ran there. I entered. I found the storeman. I said, okay, give me a box of merch. Right now, I said, give me matches. I said to him, give me matches. He went inside there, came with a box, one. I said, you think I came all the way down here? Say, hey, you didn't ask how many. You say you went back. So I gave one. So I immediately changed it because I said, give me five. Then he said, now you are saying how many you want. So he went back inside and brought five. Every day, give me a wife. You see, that prayer you are praying, be prepared. God is going to send you an elephant. Take it. Or he's going to send you a mosquito. Take it. You are not telling, you are not specifying what you want. Yet you know what you want, but you are not saying it. Everybody here, you know what you want. You know exactly. Thomas, you know exactly. As you are sitting here. You know what you want. That we will behave like. We behave like, no, Lord, anything is fine. Anything is not fine. I want to tell you now. And that is the same mind you bring in the ministry. Anything is fine. Every week, you're losing elections. No, anything is fine. No goals. Nothing. Anything is fine. Anything is not fine. Let me tell you right now. God wants you to plan it. Oh, yeah. Plan it clearly. Write it down. Type. You know, I went to the extent how I got it typed. With pictures. And this is years ago. I was still staying in Mukwasi. I used to go to church the whole day. There was a lady in the church called Preti. I remember that girl. She used to work at a complex in one of the what is this? Love, do you remember Preti? She used to live in Mabela Puti, very skinny like this. And I really mean it. She was. No, I didn't understand what was going on there. I didn't understand anything there. No. My Lord. I went to that sister at the Mokase complex. I said to her, my sister, I need your help. I don't have money, but I need you to type this for me. She said, oh, no, I'll do it for you. You remember her? I don't know where she works now. But she used to just do this. She was working for the internet cafe. Yeah. I gave her my manuscript. She typed it for me. She printed it nice for me. And she gave it to me color. Yeah. And when the scanner was invented, I got it scanned. So I have it on my email somewhere. All of it. All my things are there. I just monitor. Slow. No, you are sitting there. You're sitting there, no planning. That's why the marriage is not coming. You have not captured it. You have to capture it. Your job, you have to capture everything. You have to capture. You have to capture the number of members in the branch by this time. Capture everything. Then turn them into prayer points. Now you are dealing with life. Now you are fighting. Now you are in the fight of faith. Now you are fighting the good fight. That's how you fight the good fight. You capture things. You put them down. And you start praying. You start engaging the spirit. But there you are. You are praying in tongues. But there's no direction. Angels are not assigned. They don't know what you want. Can you have a book where you write things regarding your personal life? You see here, I'm taking you through your goals. You must have personal goals this year. Personal development. I mean, if you are looking the same at the end of this year, can't you believe that something is wrong? Like, you didn't really develop yourself this year again. You see why you don't change? Because you don't plan. There's no planning. If I ask you now, what's the plan for 2022? You'll be surprised. No, I'm bearing much fruit. What do you mean? Even that you just borrowed from pastor's word of the year. Because even the verse you haven't touched. Personal goal. What is your personal goal? Let's not talk ministry yet. Personal. What is your personal goal this year? If you check now, you realize that you have none. As you are sitting here, you are waiting for me to tell you what to do this year. Then you will hate me for it. You'll be saying, he's making us work too much. Yet you have nothing to work for yourself. You are getting angry. He says, nah, we must go and do outreach. Okay, if I don't send you for outreach, what would you do? You will just be having sex around. That's what you'll be doing with yourself. At least I'm giving you some small work to do with your life. You are welcome. What is your family goal? In terms of relationships, Tabang, can you tell me? What are your plans for Sister Cindy Swa? Sit down. Sit down there. What are your plans for this season? Sit down. Family goals. Can we have a goal for the family? Can you tell me what is your plan? This year again, the wind will just be going like this. Pew, 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 pew. The next thing you are there, the next thing, please. Write things down. Write things down, please. Yeah. Write down family goals. This year, I want to work on my relationship with this. I want to take this relationship to the next level. This, I think, my bishop used to teach me. Yeah, he says to me, you know, after you've been with a lady for, you must invite her. He said to her, I want to take this relationship to the next level. I always remember my bishop. Hey! He said to me, tell her, I want to take this relationship to the next level. See ya. You must have a day.
Where you say to Neil? Sister Neil, I know we've been friends, ne? We are doing ministry work together, ne? There's no problem. But you know what? I want to take this relationship to the next level. It's simple. It's, I'm giving you a key. I'm giving you a very important key. Yeah. This is a key that my father gave me. That's why this woman is sitting here. We were in the praise and worship team together. We sing everywhere together. We are brother and sister. One day, I said to her, my sister, I want to take this relationship to the next level. There's always a higher level. There's always a higher level. I am not your brother. It's just because you understand. Oh, okay, I am your brother. But there is a day where I must take the relationship to the next level. No, I am your brother. No problem. No problem. But we must take things to the higher level. Do you understand? Yeah. It's a keyword. It's a nice password. Some of you, I'm telling this because some of you are here, you don't know how to say it. Do you understand? You don't know. You are feeling it. You are having butterflies. The ladies, you are having butterflies. But you don't know what to do. Listen. After outreach, sometime this year, before it gets dark, don't allow it to get too dark, because you might really take it to the next level. So please control yourself. You understand? While you are finishing the outreach and the sister is busy taking the numbers of the people, and she's deep in the spirit, no problem. It says, sister, all right, are you done? Okay. Yeah, now this was a good outreach. It was a powerful outreach, isn't it? Yeah. Look, are you coming to church tomorrow? Okay, not a problem. You know, I've been meaning to talk to you. Yeah. You know, it's been a while since we've been doing this work together. And we've gone through a lot of things together. You yourself, you know. But from today, I wanted you to know that I have decided, after much prayer and fasting, I have decided to take this relationship to the next level. Guys, I'm telling you, do it shamelessly. Even if she's in the building. In fact, she will understand better. Yeah. Some that didn't come to the training, they might not understand. You say, I want to take the relationship to the next level. They ask, which level was it before? Which level are you talking about? Which level were we before that you are taking to the next level? Oh, which level are we currently? I don't know. Is it level 1 or level 2? I locked down level 3, level 5. So which this one? Which level? Praise God. I see you writing down your family goals this year. Yeah. If you are married, what are the goals? Yeah, there must be goals. Between you and your wife, if you have kids, let's have goals with the kids. If you have been levodosing, can we have a goal for this thing? Let's write down something. You see, it brings energy in the relationship, you know. It brings life in the relationship. That, look, we are working towards something.
Awakening thoughts. And I want to encourage our brother, date at ABC. It's a good place to date. Yes. You are going there to the sister from that church that you are saying, I want to take the relationship to the next. Actually, she's going to ask you, please, I don't understand what you're talking about. Which level are you talking about? No, be clear, be clear. I don't understand you. She will embarrass you. But at ABC, you touch on the left, she understands what you're saying. You touch on the right, she understands what you're saying. The flow. It's easy. Taban, do you understand? I mean, if you decide now, after this session, as you are driving home, Sister Cindy, so where are you going? As you are driving home, and Shepherd Peter is in front there with, and then they are talking, and then you are just at the back there, say, ish. Yeah, the training was nice, nice. Yeah. No, you know, I think Pastor helped me. You know, I've been meaning. You know, it's just, it's like he read my heart today. You understand? It's like he read my. My sister, I've been meaning to tell you this, and she said, "Yes, my brother, I'm with you, I'm flowing with you." You know, after much consideration and the confirmation that we got today from training, my sister, I have decided to take this relationship to the next level. Oh, yes. Amen. What are your financial goals? Some of you have accounts with Markham's, accounts with this. What is the goal? How long are we going to handle this debt? What is the goal? When are we closing that account? Can we have a goal on that? Can we have a goal to come out of debt? It's a goal. Financially, we should have a goal. Look, if you are here, you are having clothing accounts, you are not my disciple yet. Anybody here with clothing accounts, let me tell you something. You and I are not in the same line. You are buying clothes on clothes. No, Tabiso, don't look at me. You are looking at me in a very... You are very shocked. I'm telling you that if you are here and you are having a clothing account, you are not my disciple. You will become one the day you close that account. Yeah. I don't see why you should borrow money for clothes. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. You are wearing things you are owing money for. I don't understand. That's a very high level. And how old are you to be owing money for clothes? Now let's talk about it. How old are you? You are owing money on clothes because you want to wear designer clothes. I don't think you are my disciple yet. You are in a clique of your own. Yeah. The day you close those accounts, you cut those cards and you send me a picture. Pastor, I have cut the clique's card. I have cut the Markham's account. I have cut this one. I have cut the Foshini account. I have cut the Ackerman's account. The day you... Which one again? Huh? Fashion World. Uh-huh. Which one? Mr. Price. All of you, you know your accounts as you are sitting here. I know a lot of you, you are in those clothing accounts.
Not by your mother took you there. I know. True. I know your mother. I know she took you there. That's why you are there. But the anointing will take you out of there. Yes. I don't expect anybody here to be having clothing accounts where you are paying every month. My God. From where? Buying shoes on credit. Buying bras on credit. Buying dress on credit. You are wearing things you are still owing. I mean, let's talk. Does that even make sense? Does that even make sense? How long will you take to even reach the stage where you can buy land with this type of mentality? I understand why you don't have a land yet. I understand why you don't have a land. I've been screaming, you must buy land. You are not having a land because you are busy with Markham's, Fashion World, Shoe City, Jet, Dance, Identity. Every month, you can't pay tight because of these things. You can't pay tight. You can't pay tight. You see? Have a financial goal. One of the financial goals is we're coming out of debts. Yeah. When I started my relationship with my wife, the first goal we gave ourselves, every debt, we bring it to zero. Yes, when we got married. Yeah. Before we got married, the marriage, that was our main thing. We pushed, we got married. After we got married, it turned. Every debt must be canceled. We took it to the next level. School account, anything, we take it down. He must die. He must die. It's a goal. It's a powerful goal that will set you free from so many things. Yeah. As long as we are owing people, we are not free. Are you aware of that? We are not free. Don't joke with debt. If you owe people, pay them. You mustn't owe them. They mustn't owe you. Pay them. Clear it from yourself. It affects your anointing. It affects a lot of things. It affects a lot of things from us. When you are owing people. And in South Africa is a borrowing nation. It's known all over the world. South Africans enjoy borrowing. They are master borrowers. These guys borrow for grocery. Have you ever seen something like that in your life? They borrow grocery. They borrow for grocery. Now, it is known. In the West, South Africa, you want to make people go to South Africa, they borrow. They enjoy borrowing too much. They borrow to come and pay in the church. They borrow, if they've got a certain prophet, he said, no, they go and borrow and come and give. They are into such things. That's why, you know, some other pastors that are not having good intention, they take advantage of that. You know, this guy, they like borrowing. Just now, he's going to go borrow money, buy a car, come and give to the pastor. A car he doesn't have money to pay. They borrow. Bishop Dag says that in all the campaign he has done, the place where he has received the lowest offering, the guy has gone to countries that are poorer than South Africa. But he said the place where they had the lowest offering was in South Africa. The lowest offering, when they go, you know, when they do this crusade, sometimes they raise money. They said the lowest offering was in South Africa. But here's the paradox. It is also the place where they see the biggest cars they have ever seen in their lives. Like when people are coming for the crusade, the type of Mercedes-Benz and BMWs that are parked outside. You have never seen one before. But when it's time to, they don't have. The whole money, you see those cars that are parked outside? That's where the money is going. There's nothing. All the money is in those cars. They drive the latest models. The moment a new model is released, a South African must have it. They have it now, today. They have it. They go and trade. Live in houses they haven't paid. Buying car, they do. I mean, everything. You understand? Yeah. So if I don't start teaching you now, you're going to follow that same road. And a lot of us, we're already on that road. Yeah, we're already on that road. We enjoy borrowing. We think it's right. It's not right. It's not right to borrow. It's not. Yeah. Hence, I'm saying to you, if we are here, you owe all we owe. Hey, let's pay and clear it. Hallelujah. Amen. May the last borrowing be the last borrowing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Educational goals. I mean, in financial goals, apart from debts, it's projects. What is the project? Is there a project? Can we have a project? A little project, smaller than a project? Can we have a project? No project. The only thing we eat. We go to the mall. We go to the mall. No, let's go try Rustenburg Cabane Square. No, now let's go now try Waterfall Mall. No, let's go now try Muruleng Mall. Let's go now try Rustenburg Mall. That is your life. Mall, eating. Can we have a project, small project in this whole thing? What is the project? I've given you a good project. Buy land. That's a good project. If you already have land, start building a house. That's a powerful project. That project will require more money than you have. It will bring discipline to your life. You will learn to direct every brick to that project. And it will make you happy. When you are broke, you just go to your land. You'll be full. You'll be full. No matter how broke you are. The way you come, you look at, you see the sand you bought 2 weeks ago. You see the small trenches that were made. I know, you say, thank you, Jesus. You go home. You are okay. You are okay. When you don't have anything like that, every cent, KFC will take, Nando's will take, all your money will just be going like this. You will never know what you are doing with your life. Yeah. Now buy land. Sia, can we buy some land? Oh, you already have land. Yeah, and Sia bought land. Put your hands together for Sia. Sia has the land. Yeah. Sia has land. Yeah, and he discovered, I think he's, I know where the land is. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You will have land. I will not give you rest until you get, and you must get me a beloved this year. I must see her this year. You must show me this is the one. Yes, please. Yes, please. I'm giving him some relationship goals. Yeah. Kabaya. Shabadabadabadabadabada. Amen. Educational goals. Can we study something? Can we have books that we are reading this year? Books of the year. You know why we didn't read last year? There was no goal. That's why the whole year you read nothing. Apart from the WhatsApps, you didn't read anything. Let's have goals. Read. There are certain books. If you are a shepherd here, if you are and all of us here, we are shepherds and pastors. Let me tell you something. You have to be on ministry books. Ministry books. Only. You don't know much. Why must you not invest much? You want God to use you? The Bible said, because you have rejected knowledge, I have rejected you as my priest. I cannot trust you. You don't know much. You are dangerous.
Can I tell you something? When God gives you people, he really gives them to you. Oh, you can destroy them. You can destroy people. If you are not trained, you can destroy people. I'm honest with you. When God really gives you people, they come. Anything you say they will do, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. So if you are, God can, no, this person, he can just make people do anything now. Your mind is not trained. So God wants you to learn a lot, especially because God is giving you to people to feed them with knowledge and understanding. Where will you get it if you don't get it from books? Because that's what I'm giving. I'm giving you knowledge today and understanding. You see? Yeah. And if you are not reading, you will not be effective in counseling because you don't know much. Even your preaching will not be strong because you don't know much. Everything you do will be very light. It will be bush. It will be bushness. But God says you are a city. You keep giving bush things. Lack of reading is dangerous. It's very dangerous, especially if you want to deal with human beings. You're not dealing with, you are a shepherd of, like sheep. Even though you need knowledge, but maybe not as much. But human beings, if you don't know, where are you going? You can't lead them. You can't lead them. You got to learn. You got to study. So I want you, and if you don't write down the books you must read this year, you'll be surprised, we'll read nothing. The year will finish. You will still be looking at us. And I'm saying to you, a mega church shepherd, a mega church pastor must learn to do many things at the same time. So it's not like I'm saying to you, do this for January to March. No, please. I'm expecting to be seeing the reading of the books, the planning, that everything must be happening together. All things work together. Together. Your spiritual goals. We are starting the fasting tomorrow. That's a spiritual goal you can give yourself. We have different segments. I'm talking to the shepherds here. I didn't send you this, but I think it's important I mention it here. We are praying a number of hours at the end of these 21 days of fasting. Some people can pray 120 hours. You must give yourself a goal. By the end of this fasting, I must have prayed 120 hours. I must have prayed 100 hours. I must have prayed 80 hours. If there's no goal for the number of hours, you'll be surprised that people will not pray effectively. We need to get them into hours of prayer. Everybody here, for example, must tell your shepherd, and the people that are with you, everybody must report for the number of hours they're going to pray. By the 30th of January, I must have clocked in this number of prayers. Otherwise, you'll be surprised. You will not pray much. Because there's no goal to reach. Do you know why in the field, the players are always going in a certain direction? Because the goalposts are there. Have you noticed that? They don't just go everywhere. They go, they are trying to reach that particular area because there's something there. No matter how they run in the field, but this is the direction that you see. Much efforts are going this direction because there's a goal post. When there is no goal post, there will be a lot of activity without productivity. No goalposts for. Now the ministry goals. I have even made it separate. What is your attendance goal by December 2022? Can you write down for me by December 2022? This is the type of attendance I want in this branch. Me and my team. This is what we are working towards. People are more charged when they know what we are working towards. You can't just be telling us bring people, but we don't have a goal. What are we working for? What is the goalpost? What are we directing the efforts towards? And that goal, once you make it to the end of the year, that is your long-term goal, then you now divide it into short-term goals.
I'm expecting every band to have a strong and diverse congregation. The type of congregation Pastor Timothy had. A young pastor. But look at the instruction. Do not rebuke an older man. It means he had older men in the church. I'm asking, where are your older men? Do not rebuke an older man. Because if there are no older men, why will he tell him to not rebuke older men? There are older men in that church. But exhort him as if he were your father. It means you will pastor people that are almost the age of your father. If you do ministry well, you will be surprised. You will be pastoring your fathers. And they follow you gladly. Number two, treat younger men as brothers. It means in that church, there must be older men, there must be younger men. Where are your young men? Timothy had young men. You are a sister here. Where are the young men? It mustn't just be sisters. Older women as mothers. It means there are older women there. I'm talking about a diverse and strong congregation. Because every group you see there plays a different role. If you know how to engage it. Now that God has given us some of the chapels, no, we must get things right. We should have older men, younger men, older women, and younger women. You see, the congregation of Pastor Timothy was well balanced. You could find, if you like older men, they were there. You like younger men, they are there. You like spring chicken sisters, they are there. You like mama made it, they are there. Everything is there. I would like to know the number of your cells that you want to achieve by December 2022. How many cells must be at work in your area? How many cell leaders? You see, you must have numbers. This is the number of cell I want. This is the number of cell leaders I want. And cell assistants I want. This is the number of branches I want. You know, my desire for my guys and Rebecca, I want us to start a new branch this year. Yes, by the grace of God. Yeah, we're going to choose an area and trust God to help us. Yeah, we must start another branch. That's one of our goals. We're going to try to reach it. Yeah. I'm also expecting another branch from Mukwase by God's grace. Yeah. We should be able to stretch. Yeah. Stretch. People must know that, look, bearing much fruit, it's not just a small, you are just talking. What are your goals? You're just talking. You are talking too much. Are talking too much. Vuyo, do you know that normally you should be a shepherd now somewhere? Like you should be having a branch by now. I'm telling you the truth. I mean Sunday morning you are running a whole service. You are running a whole service. You are having praise and worship team. You are preaching by now. I should be having that. Even you, Orifilwe, by now. You guys have been with me too much. That one at the back there, Leseko, by now, you should be a lady pastor somewhere. Amen. After work, you go and you are busy with a brand somewhere. Amen. Yeah. Leseko, you have been here for a while now. I taught you STS here. I remember you very well. I taught you STS. You used to sit somewhere here. I'll teach you STS. Today you still want to be sitting. I must teach. Come and take this microphone. Come here. Speak to the people.
They are not in glory.
Yeah. I greet you all in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Is it? I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
what I'm saying? Yes. I want more this year. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Pastor.
By now, you should take a microphone like this and bless these people. Amen. And I should be taking it. I said, no, okay, it's enough. Give me the microphone back. You should be like that. This thing, we are all, no, it must change.
Amen.
It must change. And I know your capacity. Mm. Where you are working, you are handling big things. Big things. I want you to handle big things in your father's house. Here. God bless you. Kopano, how are you, sir? Okay. You saw something? I'm just saying my thing, small. Maybe one day they will work. For now, I'm just saying small. There's some... Little by little. Oh, yes.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Please drop us a comment in the comment section to tell us how this message has helped you. Remember also to subscribe to receive notifications on our latest sermons. You can also watch Pastor Pascal live every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. on our church Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ. Or you can worship with us live in one of our branches in Sun City, Macharora, Padima, Mukwase, Lidach, Rustenburg, and beyond. Have a blessed day. And remember, we are alive to give life. Say